I was willing them feebly both to go to bed, and at last the other one mooched off on his own. Kraftstein took a turn round the hall while my pulse increased to a sickening gallop, and then he went back into the passage leading below. I waited, trembling, until his footsteps had died away, and then stole out and retrieved my sabre. To my disordered imagination, it seemed incredible there was still no sound from Rudy's room, though in fact it probably wasn't 5 minutes since I'd left him. I came back to the wheel, forcing myself to inspect it calmly. It must be held at some point. I felt it all over, both sides, feeling sicker every moment. And then I saw it. Where its rims almost touched the ground, there was a bolt thrust through one of the spokes into the housing of the windlass. If it was withdrawn, I guessed, the wheel would be released. But it wasn't going to be a simple business of pulling it out. It was going to have to be driven out with force. Well, in God's name, there had to be something handy to knock it clear. I fumbled about in the shadows, ears pricked and whimpering nonsensical instructions to myself, but the best thing I could find was a heavy billet of wood among some rubbish in the corner. I could only hope that it would do. I was desperate by now, anyway, and I fairly sped round the other side of the windlass, praying audibly as I went, and bashed at the protruding end of the bolt with all my strength. The thumping was fit to wake the dead. Oh, Jesus, it wasn't moving! I belabored the bolt, frantically swearing at it, and it moved in a fraction. I hammered away, and suddenly it shot out of sight. There was an ear-splitting clang. The wheel whirred round like some huge animal springing into life, and the handle shot by within an inch of braining me. I flung myself out of the way, my ears filled with the shrieking and clanking of the chains as they rasped over their rollers. It sounded like 1,000 iron demons banging on anvils in hell. But the bridge was falling. I saw it yawn away from the outer arch, and moonlight flooded in. And then, with an appalling crash, the great mass of wood fell outwards, smashing against the stonework of the causeway, leaping as if it were alive and settling. Oh, thank God, across the gap. The clap of the explosion was in my ears as I grabbed my sabre and took cover at the side of the archway. My first thought was to rush out across the bridge, anywhere out of that damned castle. But an outcry from the causeway stopped me. The guards! I couldn't see them, but they were there all right. And then I saw a pinpoint of light from the far end of the causeway and the crack of a shot hard behind it. Sabton's merry men must be getting into action. There was a ragged volley from the shore and a scream, and I hesitated no longer. Anything emerging across that bridge was going to be a prime target. This was no place for Harry Flash, and I fled back into the hall, looking for a safe corner to hide in until the forthcoming passage of arms was over. By God, I had done my share, and no mistake. Not for me to try to steal all the glory which the sons of the Volsungs so richly deserved.